Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello there, and welcome, yes, indeed, to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swiger. It's the 8th of December, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, we're going to start today's show off, pretty much with hot off the press items. That's coming from Dropbox. Be prepared to be sad, especially if you rely on these two things. Are you a mailbox app user? Well, say goodbye to that. Are you a carousel user too? Well, say goodbye to that too. Yes, Dropbox has announced via their blog they are discontinuing both apps next year. So that update you're seeing on your iOS device today, yeah, that's just pretty much telling you that they're going away. Mailbox, in fact, will be shut down on February 26th of 2016, while Carousel will be shut down on March 31st of 2016. The reason given for the closures, well, they said with Mailbox, they feel that there's other clients out there that pretty much are doing the same thing now, so there's no reason to continue it. As with Carousel, well, they just want to integrate that photo experience back into Dropbox the way it used to be. Personally, Carousel, I could give a crap about. Most people I know didn't really like it anyways. Mailbox, on the other hand, yeah, that's gonna be hard to quit you. All right, on to more news now, heading over to London and the black cabbies. Well, it seems that London's black cabs are having a little tech trial, shall we say, in hopes of making that journey a little bit more pleasant by actually using taxi top signage that tells nearby vehicles where to avoid. Yeah, it's like a flashing billboard saying, don't go here, or hey, go this way, it's pretty good. Yes, that new experience, basically just aimed at cab drivers, is going to start off today. It will see 200 of London's finest black cabs fitted with the digital advertising boards that will also broadcast live traffic warnings. Sounds more like advertising to me, doesn't it? For now, as the service is just rolling out, they'll be able to give you heads up on delays in around 50 London areas. Don't really know how this will make your journey more pleasant, but it'll sure give you a lot more to look at. Staying with news that's happening out of the UK, your BBC iPlayer, well, they're about to show you some trailers before you start watching your favorite show. That's right, the old BBC's trying to get you interested in other great BBC entertainment, so they figured showing you short trailers before the program you're wanting to watch might get you enticed. If it ticks you off, though, don't worry, they are skippable, at least according to the BBC they are, so it shouldn't be too bothersome, just saying, if you want to get right into your show. Also, if you're using the app, well, you're in luck, because these things are only specific to the website. But be forewarned, BBC says that yes, there is an HTML version that's in the works and will probably roll out sometime early next year. Oh, of course, now that we've entered the month of December, we're already talking about 2016. Let's just skip over Christmas. It's already New Year. Well, that's what Spotify's doing. They're ready to break down your personal listening habits over the past year. Yes, Spotify is giving you now a personalized look at your year in music. The new little feature will let you scroll through a rundown of your top songs, artists, and genres of 2015. Also, it'll show you just how much your taste may have changed over each season. Looking at mine right now, mine hasn't changed much. How about yours? And if it's not too embarrassing to you, you can actually share your results via your social media accounts. So if you're secretly in love with One Direction or Taylor Swift and don't want anybody to know about it, it's best you don't share that. And finally, now yes, I did try giving Santa a call before doing the show and the phone was just busy. So I know, let's try again just to see. Yep, still busy. Any bets he's taking it off the hook now? No matter, don't worry. I've got your crap for Christmas yet again today. Today's crap for Christmas is all those people out there that you know that gossip. And you really are sick of it. I have no idea if this actually works or not, but heck, for £3.99, it's worth a try. It's called the Anti-Gossiping Spray, and you can find it at nafgiftshop.co.uk. Not entirely sure how it works either. I don't know if you just spray this in somebody's mouth, or possibly if you're around a whole bunch of gossip people, you just spray the whole damn room with it. Anyways, it says it's a peppermint spray that claims to have amazing anti-gossiping magical powers. So in any case, I guess if it doesn't work for the gossiping, at least somebody's breath or the room will smell good. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website for all the great BTN shows at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow British Tech, of course, on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swiger. We will be back tomorrow, of course, with your hump day edition of the BTN News Show, getting caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, I'm going to go find out where the hell Santa is. Hope your Tuesday's going well for you. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you, as always, for listening.